This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So I'm going to share with you a great example of the problems with delusional thinking by the left. There was a comedian in California, a female comedian. At least she looked female. Don't know what she self-identifies as. But she decided that no men could attend her comedy set. And she made an announcement that said, no men are allowed. And I think that a few men managed to get in, and she made them sit in the back of the room. So this is like go to the back of the bus kind of philosophy among feminists, who of course are almost universally leftist. Now, what's wrong with a feminist comedian saying that she wants to ban all men from entering her comedy show? Well, number one, it's a violation of California law. You can't discriminate against people based on their gender. That's actually written into law. So she's violating the law as written. But secondly, I mean, aside from that, think about it. Today in California, there is no rigorous definition of man or woman, because according to California progressives, a group that this woman, this comedian, belongs to, an individual can choose to be a man or choose to be a woman at any given moment, instantly, and spontaneously transform into a man or a woman. This is called the gender identity spectrum. And in fact, they can transform themselves into being something else entirely. They could be trans race, like a white woman could say she's black, or they could be trans species, where a human being could say she's a penguin. This is all accepted as true by the left, but especially the transgender part, where someone can say they were born a man, but they identify as a woman, let's say, or vice versa. So given that this is the accepted societal truth of progressivism in California, how can you ban men from an event? Or for that matter, how could you ban women from an event, given that there is no rigorous definition of a man or a woman, because anybody can change their gender identity at any moment? In other words, couldn't a bunch of biological men standing in line to see this comedian just say, hey, for the next 15 seconds, I self-identify as a woman until I get through this line? Yeah, because that would be, that's accepted as the new progressive reality. So how can this comedian, feminist, make any sense of the idea of banning men because of their biology, when biology is no longer accepted as any kind of anchor of gender identity in progressivism? But you see, this is an example of how the left never thinks through their positions, and they don't have principles. In other words, they don't abide by a set of principles that they apply universally to different situations. They make things up as they go along. They believe something is true because they say it is. And I've noticed this about California West Coast culture. Not all of California, not every person, but in general, West Coast culture is a culture of pie in the sky, people talking about things that aren't real, but them believing that they're real. Like in Los Angeles, everybody thinks they're a movie star, or everybody thinks they have a great script that's going to be made into the next blockbuster film. They're full of it. I mean, it's pie in the sky talk, but to hear them, they all believe it. It's like something about LA is it's a society of fakery. It's a society of delusion. So many people there in LA in particular are self-deluded that they've come to accept that as normal. So the idea that a man can wish he's a woman or a woman can wish she's a man is not that alien to these people, because they're living in a fairy tale land all the time anyway. Really, that's a simple, blunt truth about it. So, but these contradictions become apparent when you start to question these people. You start to question them. So, oh, what is the definition of a man? Let's say you ask them these questions. How does it work? How can a man, you say this person is a man, it's a transgender, but this person was born a woman and was born with female reproductive organs. You say that person is a man. So what is the definition of a man or a woman? And then they'll say, well, it's whatever you think you are. And, you know, you question them further. You say, well, can a person imagine, like an obese person that weighs 300 pounds, can they say they are a 115-pound petite woman? Can they, should they go shopping in the petite clothing section? Because now they're petite in their mind? Is that real? And, you know, it's interesting to hear the answers. Some leftists would say, yeah, that's real, because they believe it's real. And others would say, no, that's not real, because they're obviously not 115 pounds. They're not going to fit in those clothes. Oh, so you mean there's a real world test then for some of these things? Okay, so body weight has to be rooted in biological reality, but not body sex or gender? Oh, I see. So you start picking apart, you deconstruct their contradictions and their internal false narratives, which is what this comes out to be. And, you know, you can ask them questions like, oh, can a white woman claim to be black and self-identify as black? And they might say, well, yeah, white women can claim to be black. They can live like black people. And I say, okay, can they apply for black scholarships? Can they get into a university with the extra bonus points on their entrance criteria by claiming to be African American? Because, you know, there is a quota system in California universities. So should this white woman, this Caucasian woman, is it okay for her to claim she's black and thereby take a quota slot that would otherwise go to an actual black person? And at that point, a lot of leftists, smoke starts coming out of their ears, like that Star Trek episode where that robot has to reboot because of a logic loop problem. Smoke starts coming out of their ears because now they can't figure it out. They're like, oh, well, wait a minute. We have to be tolerant of the white woman who thinks she's a black woman, and she applied for a scholarship being a black woman, but then she displaced an actual black woman, so now we're being discriminatory against the actual black woman, but we have to accept the white black woman. What do we do? You see, the reason they get into these logic loops is because they have no principles. They have no universal system of beliefs or facts. They're not rooted in reality. They're rooted in delusion. And that's the thing about delusional thinking, is sooner or later, it contradicts itself. And that's what we see in feminism and progressivism and transgenderism. It is a self-contradictory system because it's rooted in delusion. You know, like women, like feminists sometimes will say, well, we want all sexes to be equal. Well, except in certain circumstances. If a female executive makes more money than a male executive in a company, that's okay. Shouldn't be equal then, because you don't want to penalize the female executive and bring her down to the equality salary of the male executive. So it's actually okay, according to feminists, for women to make more than men, just not to make less. Oh, so there's a contradiction. You're not really about equality, are you? You're about your tribe. You're about getting the most money for your tribe, which in that case happens to be women. You know, you can look at the same thing on race issues. Anytime you have a quota system, let's say in a city police department, because I know a lot of cops, and most cities have quota systems for who gets the raises, who gets moved up into higher positions in a police department. And there's a quota system for minorities in most police departments across America. So if you're a white person, you're penalized because of the color of your skin in a police department. Well, how is that equality? If you say that you believe in equality, that everyone should be treated equally regardless of the color of their skin, except punish white people for being white. You see, the contradiction there is so glaring and so obvious that it basically causes the false philosophy of the left to collapse like a house of cards. You either believe in equality or you believe in special discriminatory advantages, but you can't believe in both. Either everyone is treated equally or you don't have equality. And so, you know, all these special incentives for minorities are just a great example of something to bring up to a leftist and say, hey, aren't these contradictions in your belief system? Shouldn't we focus on merit? Because the argument in decades past was that black people in particular were being punished for being black. Even the ones that had merit, even the ones that had the ability to get into a university, let's say, because there's a lot of smart black folks out there, right? A lot of smart black folks, but they were punished decades ago for being black. And so the call was for equality, a merit-based system that the smartest people, regardless of their color, should be the ones accepted into a university, right? Regardless of their color. White dude doesn't get an advantage. Black woman doesn't get an advantage. Nobody gets an advantage. It's just based on merit. Well, today across the California university system, Asian people are discriminated against because they are Asian. Why is that? Because Asian people ace the college entrance exams, and if the California universities didn't punish you for being Asian, practically every student in every university in California would be Asian because they are the most qualified to be there, academically speaking. So they punish Asians, which used to be called a minority group. But you see, again, the glaring contradiction on the left comes to the surface at the merest inquisition, just even asking questions, expressing minimal skepticism, brings to light these glaring contradictions, because they don't want equality. They want special treatment for certain groups and special punishment for other groups, all based on the color of your skin. That's the left. That is policy in California. That's progressivism. Progressivism, in other words, is racism. Progressivism is discrimination. Progressivism is punishing people for the color of their skin rather than allowing them to live their lives based on the content of their character. And that's all you need to know about progressivism, and that's why you should vote against Democrats at every election forever, because they are totalitarians who pretend to be social justice warriors, but they're actually all about crushing people who deserve to be in universities, whether they're Asian or black or white or Latino or whatever the case may be. Certain groups will be punished at certain times by the left because they have a totalitarian delusional philosophy full of contradictions. You can read more about all this at leftcult.com. That's becoming a really great site, leftcult.com. We're getting a lot of content there. It talks about the cultism of the left. You'll love it. Check it out. And my main website is naturalnews.com. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.